Better Nutrition presents Talk Healthy Today, brought to you by Europharma. Remember to visit them at europharmausa.com.
Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy, it's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
As us guys get older, us men, well, we face many things that can affect our health. We try to do the healthy things, but there is one health problem that has become a bigger issue than ever before. It's our prostate. In fact, 50% of all men will experience an enlarged prostate, a condition known as benign prostatic hypertrophy, or BPH, as your doctor may call it. Usually it hits us before our 60th birthday, and many of us earlier than that. Today, Johnny Bowden joins me to iron out the facts and the myths about prostate health and give us some natural tips on ways to manage a healthier prostate. I think we're going to learn a lot from this. This is good information, and nobody better to join me than my guest, Johnny Bowden. Johnny Bowden, also known as the Nutrition Mythbuster, is a nationally known board-certified nutritionist and expert on diet and weight loss. He has appeared on The Dr. Oz Show, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, and CBS as an expert on nutrition and has contributed to articles in the New York Times, Forbes, The Daily Beast, The Huffington Post, Vanity Fair Online, Men's Health, Prevention, and dozens of other print and online publications. Dr. Johnny is best-selling author of 15 books, including The 150 Healthiest Foods on Earth, Living Low Carb, now in its fourth edition, and is co-author with cardiologist Stephen Sinatra of the controversial bestseller The Great Cholesterol Myth, While Lowering Your Cholesterol Won't Prevent Heart Disease and the Statin-Free Plan That Will. His latest book, Smart Fat, Eat More Fat, Lose More Weight, Get Healthy Now, written with PBS star Stephen Masley, was published by HarperCollins in January 2016. Johnny, thank you for being with me today. It's going to be a pleasure.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Did you invite me on this because I, in fact, have a prostate, or was that just a selection criteria?
No, I think it's because you just know so much. I love having you here. You and I have done so many shows together. You know, this
hundreds. Has it been hundreds? I don't know. It's a lot.
It's been a lot. You know,
one of my favorite shows to be on, Jeff. You do such great work and get such a great message out to people in such an understandable and compassionate way. I commend you for that. And listeners, you're in the right place.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. You know, when I was coming up through the ranks in the nutrition field, I kept hearing about older men and prostate problems, And guess what? Now it's younger men with prostate problems, too. What happened?
What happened? Our diet, our lifestyle. I mean, you know, we see this with how many things have we asked each other, you and I, and asked our audiences and asked our professional colleagues about why is there such a huge increase in the number of cases of autism? Why is there such a huge number of increases in the number of cases of ADHD? So many things that we were not seeing 40 years ago. And to try to tease out precisely what factors are responsible for that is a very, very difficult thing to do, if not impossible. But I think we can make some general statements, which is that when we got off track here, with this low-fat diet, with these high processed carbohydrates making up most of the calories that we consume, when we, you know, stopped being active, when we started getting exposed to the 80,000 untested chemicals that are in the air in the last 100 years, all things started going nuts. You know, our microbiomes got upset. Things that we look at the increase in things like peanut allergies and stuff. I mean, we've always had peanuts. We've always had peanut allergies. So many of us have started to wonder if these general lifestyle changes have brought upon a weakening of our systems, whether it be our gut ecology, whether it be our immune system, because we're all antibacterial-ing everything to death, whether it be our lack of vitamin D because we're so sun phobic. But taken collectively, our change in lifestyle has brought to the forefront a lot of, you know, increases in a lot of diseases that we didn't see that many of, you know, maybe 50 short years ago. Even I don't want to get us too far off track, but we used to call diabetes, type 2 diabetes, adult onset diabetes to distinguish it from the kind you were born with, which is type 1 diabetes, except nobody calls it adult onset anymore because we now see it in 8-year-olds. So something has shifted to try to pinpoint precisely what that is going to be a fool's errand, I think. But we can certainly talk about some of the things we could do to make things better.
Well, you know, it is interesting. You know, I think men over the years, once again, we've been conditioned to think that it couldn't possibly happen to us when we're younger. I mean, we were told through the ranks that this was what happens when you get older. You know, older prostates have problems, you know, nighttime frequency, slow stream of urine, yep, you know, discomfort in those areas. And it was an old age problem. And I have men going in, their PSAs are elevated, they're having nighttime frequency, the stream is slowed down. And, you know, and they're just looking to me saying, how could this happen? I'm 35 or I'm 40 or I'm 45. I'm too young.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is puzzling and it is disturbing. And, you know, there's a couple things I guess we could talk about here. I mean, I'm in the same boat as everybody else. I have more frequent than I would like, although I've been able to bring it down somewhat, urination during the night. And many of the women I know have that as well, and they don't have a prostate. So Clearly the prostate has a lot to do with this, but there are some things we could do. And maybe one place to start would be the difference between the prostate and the bladder. And having a healthy bladder, you know, also could alleviate some of that nighttime urgency to urinate every 10 minutes. There are supplements, particularly one I'm going to tell you about, that are very nurturing for bladder health, very supportive of a healthy bladder, and therefore would be good for both men and women. So maybe before we get too specifically into the prostate, we could talk about a particular compound called Angelica archangelica. Mm-hmm. And that is a botanical and herb it's from many places, but the one that is really the really powerful one is the one that comes from Iceland. And, you know, it might be because the volcanic soil is different there. They have 24 hours of daylight. You know, that's got to change some things. But that the one that comes from Iceland is the one that's clinically studied. And that is the one that's found in a product called Sagapro, Sagapro. And it's a wonderful product for a healthy bladder. It's kind of a generalized tonic, if you will. And, you know, it's really interesting. I was talking to some people who were involved in the development of this product, and they were telling me that 1,000 years ago, Scandinavia used to trade with Iceland for their kind of Angelica, Archangelica, because it was that powerful. And they used it as, there were penalties for poaching another man's Angelica, and they would use it as a generalized tonic. So I think that's a really good product for the bladder. It's sort of a no-brainer. You can start with that for everybody. It can actually cut nocturnal episodes by 50%. You know, it decreases the amount that we urinate when we get up. Men, it can as much as triple the amount of time that men get sleep before they wake up. And as you and I know, these things are all interconnected like a set of dominoes, because sleep disturbances increase stress hormones, which increase belly fat, which increase insulin resistance. So, you know, getting a good night's sleep is no small feather in the cap of somebody who's trying to really get healthy. You know, sleep disturbances are an enormous factor in getting sick.
Remember to stay up to date on each and every show by liking our Facebook page, or follow us on Instagram or Twitter, and let us know what your favorite healthy habit is. Then listen in. You might hear it here mentioned on the show. For more information on understanding what we're talking about today, prostate health and other health wellness topics, check out my favorite magazine, Better Nutrition, at your local health food store, packed with well-researched articles, recipes, and tips. It's an indispensable resource for healthy living. So make sure to pick up your copy today. This topic today is very important, prostate health for men. We need to learn more. It's so important. But I want to make sure to remind you about the people who make the show possible. Give me 30 seconds, and then we'll be right back on the topic of prostate health.
Got pain? Pain can wreck your life. Think of all the things you can do with less pain: garden, play sports, hike, travel, and really enjoy your life. Curamin relieves pain due to overuse. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed. What are people saying about Curamin? The relief I felt was unreal. Curamin is absolutely amazing. Ask for the Terry Naturally brand Curamin at your favorite health food store today. That's Curamin, C-U-R-A-M-I-N. Curamin will change your life. Stop pain now. Does not interfere with stomach, liver, or kidney function. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Stop pain now with Curamin.
You know, Johnny, the SagaPro, I have recommended it to both men and women, and I know you did preface it with that. I have a lot of women who have been able to gain very healthy bladder strength and smoothening of that bladder tissue, as well as men getting benefit. It's an across the board. It's a beautiful, well-put-together product.
It's an elegant product, very highly recommended, and of course, again, by Terry Naturally. And, you know, I know, I don't know if you know Terry very well, but, you know, I meet him, I see him every year at the shows, and the guy... You can't believe his. I mean, he first was like a fire plug. His handshake will crush your hand.
I know.
Such a healthy, you know, good looking, vital guy. And I can't even guess how old this guy is. He's like 10 years older than I am. And I want, that's who I want to be when I grow up. And one of the things he does, and this is what I think people should know a little bit about, you know, where they get their supplements from. Just like now there's a movement to know where your food comes from. You know, in Denmark for years now at the checkout counter, they actually have a picture and they show you the farm and everything when you buy the meat. So I think that's important to know with your supplement companies as well. And the thing about Terry is this guy is so passionate about this stuff. He will go to the ends of the earth. He'll go to, you know, central steeps of Asia, or go to Antarctica. If he thinks that there is a particular crop or a particular or a botanical or a particular herb that's being studied in a particular way, and he will go to the ends of the earth to find that particular ingredient for his formulas. And that's, you know, that gives me a lot of confidence. You know, I can't check out every single product by every single company. So a lot of times, you know, we do what we do in regular life. You kind of find people you trust and you let them run with it. And so Terry's one of those guys I trust. And when he comes back and says, hey, this Icelandic form of this is the real deal, not the one that comes from Greenland, I'm going, I'm in. I believe you. You know, thank God we got people like that doing that. You know, I'll give you another example. If we move into prostate health away from the bladder, although they're obviously connected, You've heard of and probably talked a lot about OPCs, right? Oligomeric proanthocyanin complexes. They're like the grapeseed extracts, and the pycnogenol is a form of that. And these are particular molecules that have magnificent effects on our health and our circulation. But here's a perfect example of how we can be misled with supplements. So OPCs come in different sizes. And if you're an unscrupulous manufacturer, you just want the biggest number of OPCs you can put on the label. Of course, it's going to sound great. We got, you know, 10,000. Well, I got 20,000. It's only one problem. The big ones can't make it into circulation. You need the little guys. The big ones are kind of useless in terms of getting the kinds of effects. They just can't be absorbed. Terry goes out to get an OPC product, and he finds a particular kind called VX1. It stands for Vineyard. X is an excellent, and 1 is a number 1. He trademarks it. It comes from the Bordeaux region, and it is specifically the small kind of OPCs that actually can be absorbed. Now, if you're looking at two products on the shelf, and you go, you know, here's the one at the big box stores that came from China, and it's got more OPCs than this one. Yeah, but it doesn't matter because you can't use them. And that's the kind of thing I think, you know, companies like that do under the hood that you don't necessarily see. I see this a lot. Like, for example, you know, when I was doing nutrition consultations one-on-one, which I don't do anymore, but you know, 10, 15 years ago when I was doing them, I'd say, you know, you should really get this magnesium. This is how much it costs. It's a really good product. And they go to Costco or they go to Rite Aid and they say, well, I found magnesium and it's half the price. Right. And then you look at the back and you say, oh, magnesium comes in about 5 different forms. There's magnesium oxide, which is the cheapest kind and the least well-absorbed. There's magnesium citrate. There's magnesium glycinate. Some of them are good for constipation. Some of them will give you constipation. They're different. And that's the stuff that's under the hood that people don't always know about. So I think it's important that people like you go on the air and explain that all omega-3s are not created the same, all OPCs are not the same, all resveratrol isn't the same. You and I have talked about resveratrol many times. The only part of resveratrol that really does anything for you is called trans-resveratrol. Most resveratrols have a little bit of trans. One company, Resuvage, has 100% trans-resveratrol. Very, very different. So you got to know these things. And this is one of the reasons, for example, that I am such a fan of your sponsor, Terry Naturally, because they do know these things, and they do put the usable, the clinically useful form of whatever it is that they're putting in their formulas, they use the right ingredient to create that formula.
Well, you know, it's interesting how he comes across to us in the industry. You know, he's not just doing this because he's passionate about it, and he's not just doing it because he knows that the products are relevant. He does it because they are relevant, it is important, but he knows that if you do it, you're going to get the results that you were looking for in the first place.
Exactly.
And his formulations will allow you to do that. And that's what we want. You know, when we start getting healthy, what is it that we want? Something different. We want to feel something, see something, and make something different than what it is. So when we finally decide to get healthy, we want to see a change.
Yeah, you're right. You're 100% right. And using the wrong form of something, or a less potent form, or the wrong dosage, it gives the whole supplement industry a bad name. It's like there were all these studies on vitamin E, and they go, oh, see, it doesn't do anything. Right, and they're using alpha-tocopherol, which is one of 8 different fractions in vitamin E and probably not one of the most effective or powerful. And, of course, they're not going to get great results with that. But if you use a high gamma vitamin E, that's a whole different story. So it's kind of the same thing here when we were talking about Sagapro. You can get the Angelica from, you know, Greenland or from Malay or, you know, different countries, sure. Or you can be, like Terry is, the guy that goes and says, wait a minute, there's kind of a difference whether this thing was grown in Icelandic volcanic soil or if it was grown, hydroponically somewhere in Los Angeles in Van Nuys. I mean, they're not, they may have the same name, but they're not the same substance. And, you know, I honestly feel that people actually use supplements that were made by the best companies in the right dosages with clinically meaningful dosages. They have a whole different sense of how good supplements can be for your health.
Well, yeah. And what we're learning is, you know, we have to be a little bit more proactive. We can't just sit back and wait for things to fall apart. I mean, everybody's hearing about metabolic syndrome. Us men are hearing about prostate problems. I mean, why would we want to just keep waiting for it to knock on the door when being a little bit more proactive and making a little bit of, you know, some small changes along the way, we could really make a difference. But we've learned that we don't do anything until it knocks on the door. And then we panic and want to do everything.
I could not have said that better. And one of the things I try to do, because as you may know, I published that article on my blog last week, so I don't think it's a big secret. I published an article called What It Feels Like to Be 70. And so, I am coming out of the closet as somebody who is 70, and I always feel that that gives me a certain license to talk about this stuff from the vantage of probably 20 to more years older than many of your listeners. So when a 25-year-old says, yeah, well, all I care about is this, that, and the other, and, you know, it's very hard to get people in their 20s or 30s to think in terms of the long range. Financial advisors go crazy with this because they can't get 20-year-olds to save, because all they're thinking about is, you know, their date on Friday night. They're not thinking about long range, you know, retirement things. It's hard to get people to focus on that. But I can tell you, as someone who's been doing this stuff since basically I was 38, that's when I first said, wait a minute, this smoking, this overweight, this drug use, this alcohol, this not eating right, this not exercising, I think it's got to change. And I started the change at age 38. And from the vantage point of someone who has now done this for 32 years, taken the right supplements, eaten the right food, exercised every day, cut out the things that were killing my body, my soul, my spirit, my mind, my health, I can tell you how worth it is. And that's what I like to scream from the rooftops, that this stuff really does work long term. I, at 70, probably having the most successful decade of my life, in a passionate relationship, my libido and energy is what it was when I was 20. I mean, this stuff's worth it. And I think you need more people my age who are living the life going, wait a minute, dude, you know, you don't have to look like my father 20 years younger than I am. Look like somebody who was actually my father. You really don't. And I, you know, if I can be an example of that, that's my mission.
Well, you know, many things that we used to push off to the old men in our group are now hitting us and knocking on our door. And I hear every single day from the younger guys saying, this is so crazy. And I said, well, why is it crazy? Look at the things that we do every single day. And when they start making a list of some of the things that they're doing, it kind of, the reality check kind of, you know, bops them on the head. And they're just like, you know what? I'm guilty. I do all that stuff. And I just thought I had plenty of time to not do it.
Well, you have some time to not do it. Like, as I said, I smoked, did a lot of very bad recreational drugs, and ate like the worst diet you can imagine, and didn't exercise up until I was 38. So it's not like you can't turn it around. But, you know, what are you waiting for? Because I can tell you what it looks like from the other side of 50, and it looks pretty damn good if you make those changes now.
I agree. So if you had to say one thing food-wise that might just, you know, above and beyond some of the things we talked about that would be very supportive for the prostate, what would it be?
Well, I'm not going to hedge that, but I am going to take a disclaimer on it.
Okay.
There are so many the things that you and I recommend, they're not just for the prostate. They're not just for diabetes. They're not just for heart disease. They're not just for brain health and to ward off cognitive impairment. That's the weird thing about this. I have gotten interviewed by magazines, what, for the past 26 years, and I'm asked all the time, like, what's the best diet for diabetes? What's the best diet for your prostate? What's the best diet for a yeast infection? You know what? They're all the same damn diet. That's the interesting thing. You know, what's good for the heart is good for the brain. What's good for the brain is good for the gut. What's good for the gut is good for everything. They're not that different, you know. So again, we'll talk about natural, healthy, whole foods, foods that would spoil if you left them outside, foods that your grandmother would recognize as food, food that comes in as few packages as possible, stuff that actually has color in it. I mean, if you went with the basics like that, that diet's going to be good for, I don't care what ails you, that's going to be good for it.
I know you're going to go there. And just, we do need a good anti-inflammatory diet. We have to step away from the, you know, the inflammatory or pro-inflammatory foods. And you're right. You know, if we build our body and we give it the tools that it needs, it can do its job in almost every area.
It's really, really true. You know, as my great nutrition mentor, whose name I hope no one ever forgets, and I bring it up as often as I can because he sent so many of us that you guys all know about and have heard of. He literally was our teacher for so many of us. And it was Robert Crayon. And Crayon used to say, you know what? Depression is not a Prozac deficiency. Heart disease is not a Lipitor deficiency. You know, give the body what it needs, and 90% of the time it will make exactly what you need it to make. You know, we don't get heart disease because we don't have enough statins in our system, and we don't get depressed because we haven't taken enough Prozac.
You know, we still have a lot of gentlemen out there that are basically still going to gravitate toward, you know, a medication to help empty the bladder and a medication to help with the enlargement of the prostate and are not going to rely on any of the natural alternatives and are not going to change their diet. That's just going to happen. We have to accept it.
But those people aren't listening to your show. So the people who are listening to your show have some desire to take some actions. And my argument to them would be, my invitation to them would be, I get that you're maybe you grew up in the generation where the doctor knows best, and if the doctor doesn't suggest it, it's not worth doing. And why don't you try some of these natural remedies in addition to what your doctor says? Maybe it will require less medication. Maybe, I'm not telling you to throw your meds out or to go cold turkey or to not listen to your doctor. But for example, I like this CureMed prostate formula, which is curcumin, which you and I have talked about on other shows 100 different times, one of the most effective supplements I can think of for so many different metabolic pathways, but it's ultimately a tremendous anti-inflammatory. So how about taking some curcumin, and the particular product I just mentioned, since we're talking about prostate, is CureMed Prostate, because it also has, in addition to this wonderful curcumin, this effective form of curcumin that is so anti-inflammatory and so valuable. It also has some other little goodies like pomegranate seed oil. Now, if you asked me for a list of like 10 foods that if everybody ate them on a regular basis, we'd probably have a double-digit reduction in all across the board in just about everything. Green tea would be on that list. Pomegranate juice would be on that list. It is just a superfood in the true sense of the word. And pomegranate seed oil actually kind of modifies the effects of certain hormones like androgens. So it's a great thing to have in the prostate formula. It helps with hormonally sensitive tissue, which the prostate is, you know, and androgens, which is a class of hormones, can actually stimulate growth. And pomegranate seed oil doesn't actually take down the androgen levels, but it helps modulate their effect. And it also has some OPCs in it. The OPCs that we talked about earlier, oligomeric proanthocyanin complexes. Nobody has to remember that. Just remember OPC. They come from the barks of trees and things, and they are just wonderful for circulation, for anti-inflammatory action. And this product, CuraMed Prostate, also has some vitamin D3. There's study after study showing that men with low levels of vitamin D have higher levels of prostate cancer. So again, it's not a cause and effect relationship, but it's certainly an association that we want to be aware of. Don't have low vitamin D3 levels. Get some curcumin in your diet. And, you know, since we're talking about prostate, I think CuraMed Prostate is a great formula to add for men.
Johnny, I want to thank you for being with me today. It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Jeff, as always.
Make sure you visit Johnny's website, johnnyboden.com. Of course, a great blog, theprostatestorm.blogspot.com. And a book you might want to look to, The Whole Life Prostate Book, Everything That Every Man at Every Age Needs to Know About Maintaining Optimal Prostate Health by Dr. Ballantyne Carter and Gerald Secor Cousins. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is the Talk Healthy Today show on Radio MD, brought to you by Europharma. Visit them at europharmausa.com. For more information on this and all my show segments, remember to go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Look for the Talk Healthy Today show on-demand podcast of the shows that are available to you at radiomd.com. I thank you all for listening. Stay well.